living and dead who did these things, we dedicate this program,
The Dam Busters,
presented by the author himself, Paul Brickhill, dramatized by Maurice West, an Australasian radio production.
This is Paul Brickhill speaking. The combination of 617 Squadron and Barnes Wallace's tall boys was astonishingly effective. One after the other, they destroyed strongly fortified German targets in the battle against the V-weapons and in support of the invading Allied armies. Even the Navy had their share of assistance, as the concrete U-boat pinned at Brest, Lorient, Bordeaux and La Palisse were blasted from the coast of France. Of course, with the success came many casualties, but 617 had come to regard this as their lot and were eager for bigger and better targets. Air Vice Marshal Cochrane found one for them. He had had this one in mind for a long time, and now he approached Bomber Harris about it.
The Tirpitz. Ah, yes, Cocky, the Tirpitz.
She worries you too, doesn't she, Bert?
You've been worrying me for months, Cocky. Look at her history. It's all in there. But you don't need to read it. I can give it to you off the cuff. She's lying damaged in the Alton Fjord behind a curtain of torpedo nets. And she keeps three British battleships permanently tied up. Battleships that are badly needed in other areas of operation, particularly on the Russian run.
How damaged is she, Bert?
Not much at all now, I think. The Germans are still supposed to be working on her. But I think that's an elaborate blind. Most reliable reports indicate she's ready for sea again.
So we can't lift the blockade in case she tries to slip out to sea again.
That's the size of it, Cocky.
What attempts have been made on her so far?
By sea, two. A Russian sub did the first job, and then our own midget subs had another crack.
Any by air?
Well, the fleet air arm also had a crack. Did quite a bit of damage, too. It was hit and miss sort of stuff. They're not equipped for anything else. That's about all that's happened. Want to take a crack?
Well, we've talked about it long enough, Bert. It's time we did something about it.
With 617?
Yeah, that's right.
You taking a look at the contours? It'll be sheer ruddy murder.
Oh, we did it with the dams, Bert.
Yes, but you never struck ACAC protection like the Tirpitz has.
Don't you want us to do the job, Bert?
Of course I want it done. I'm just canvassing the subject, that's all.
Good. Well, now, this is what we want.
Oh, what do you mean, this is what we want? We haven't even approached the problem yet.
I've got it all worked out, Bert.
Oh, the devil you have. Well, go on, Cocky, tell me.
Well, the first problem is cruising range. Alton Fjord is way beyond our point of no return, so we'll have to work from Russia. Jagodnik, to be exact.
I knew the Russians would have to come into it somewhere. You know what that means, don't you? Reams and reams of code signals, repetition after repetition, discussions at cabinet level.
Well, that's what they pay you for, Bert.
To blazes with you, Cocky. Well, go on.
Now, the next problem is the smoke screen. The Germans can blanket the area just by turning on a tap.
I can't help you much there.
Yes, I know that. I'll just have to work out something with the boys. Now, finally, we'd like to use Wallace's tall boys.
Why the tall boys?
Because a battleship at anchor, particularly in a narrow, sheltered area, is very much like the wall of a dam. It's subject to the same shocks and the same stresses, and it has the additional advantage of being hollow. So that if you make a big enough hole in her, she'll sink.
Well, it's your show, Cocky. I'll give you all the help I can.
We'll just line things up with the Russians, Bert, and the boys and I will handle the rest of it. I've worked it out, Tate, and you've tested it. There's not a hope in hell of doing the job from England. So we take another look at Russia.
I've had a good look at it, sir, since you first put up the idea. We still can't do the job from Woodhull Spa.
Yes, but I'm not expecting you to. You fly to Lossiemouth in Scotland. You refuel there, then fly to Jagodnik. Refuel there, do the job, return to Jagodnik, refuel again and come home the same way.
It sounds like round and round the Mulberry Bush.
It is a bit, Nylands, but it's the only way to do it.
Taking another look at the fuel positions here, we'll still be cutting it very fine.
Well, you'll have to start off from Scotland with an overload.
I don't like the sound of that. How much overload, sir?
About a ton. You'll be using the big bombs. They add to the overload, of course. However, you'll be all right on the way home.
Well, it's not the homecoming I'm worried about, sir.
We'll see if it won't be as bad as it looks on paper.
Well, in my experience, that's always twice as bad. Can you tell me something about the airfield?
Well, Jagodnik is an island on the Dvina River, about 20 miles from Archangel. Some of the boys have been there before. They say it's not bad.
Mm-hmm. What's the weather like in that part of the world?
Well, all our weather reports, of course, have come from the Russians. They say that the average cloud level is about 2,000 feet. So that shouldn't worry you too much.
No, sir. Provided the Russians use the same measurements as we do, sir.
Yes, but I've heard they do anyway.
What's the country like, sir?
That is abroad. One of the dreariest places in the world.
In that case, we'll just have to come home.
Unless you feel like sitting up in the Arctic Circle for the rest of the war.
No, thanks, sir. I'll settle for return tickets to England.
Captain to Navigator, give me our position, please. Navigator to Captain. I've been trying to get it for you for the last 10 minutes, but the compasses are playing up. We're too far north. It's a clear night, though, and as soon as we raise the Norwegian coast, I'll be able to pinpoint you on the fjords. Can you get some sextant readings? Yes, Skipper. Working on those now. Call you when I've got something. Skipper, surprisingly enough, we're on track. You hold this course for the next 35 minutes, and when I give you a call, you turn east to Jagodnik. Thanks, Navigator. We'll be flying blind very soon. Cloud and mist ahead. Looks pretty dirty. I'll watch it for you, Skipper. Okay, boy, thanks. I'm going to take her down to 1,000. See if I can get some light on the situation. Now keep a sharp lookout, boys. Going down. Can do. We'll just have to cruise along until we pick up the island. We're We're over our arrival time, Skipper. How much more fuel?
Oh, an hour at most.
I wonder how the other boys are making out. Want me to break silence and call them, Skipper?
No. Strict orders, you know that. Radio silence over Russian territory.
I think that's an island ahead, Skipper.
Yes, I've seen it.
Wait a bit. It's clearing now.
That's a lank on the strip. Two more circling. We've arrived, boys. We've arrived.
Any more news, Skipper?
No. We've still got only 5 planes down. That leaves 20 still to come in.
Oh, hell. They can't have much petrol left.
By my book, they haven't got any.
Are the Russians checking up? Are there any other airfields in the vicinity?
I've got the interpreter on the job. He's promised to phone through as soon as any news comes in.
That ruddy beacon that threw us all out. Why doesn't it work, Whoppy?
It's made in Russia and designed for their own use. Our sets won't pick it up at all.
That's the damn trouble. All our boys will be cruising around trying to raise it. That's something Cochrane ought to have known. I'll raise hell with him about it when we get back.
If we get back.
Well, here's someone anyway.
I can see them, Skipper.
Them? How many?
2, Skipper. They've got the navigation lights on. The Russians are flashing them in.
2? That makes 18 to come. I hope to God the others make it.
Why don't you get some sleep, Skipper? I'll stand by the phone.
I can't sleep.
Look, be sensible, Skipper. You can't change what's happened. The fact is, they're all out of petrol by now, and they're all on the ground somewhere.
Yeah, that's just it. Where and how? If they had the trouble we had, the odds are that most of them have crash-landed out on the steppes somewhere.
Okay, so they have, but you can't change it. I'll try and get some sleep. The phone will wake you. And if it doesn't, I will.
I'll take it. Yes? Yes, this is the Englishman. What? How many? Oh, I see. Well, thanks for ringing. No other news? Very well. Call me as soon as you get it. Goodbye.
Well, Skipper?
That was the interpreter. 5 of the boys have come in on an island further down the river. They were very low on juice, but they made it.
Only 5. Leaves 13 aircraft still missing.
Tate was nearly frantic with worry about his missing aircraft, but most of them were safely on the ground, although scattered over 100 square miles of Russia. Nicky Nylands, for instance, had been forced down on a small airfield half an hour's flying from Yagodnik. Here he was given an extraordinary reception.
Where's the skipper? Where's Nicky Nylands? I want to talk to him. Hey, skipper! Skipper, I've got your drink. Skipper, don't leave me here with all these Russians.
Don't you like being here?
Yes, I like it very much. But I'm lonely without the skipper.
What is that word, skipper?
Yeah, the man who flies the aircraft. The captain, the big shot.
So he is the one who is called Nylands.
Nylands.
So, Nylands. Is that right?
That's right. Well, where is he? I've lost him.
He's on the telephone talking to the other Englishman, Tate, at Yagodnik.
Hey, did you hear that, chaps? Tate's arrived at Yagodnik. Skipper's talking to him now. Isn't it wonderful? He's there and we're here, and we're all having a wonderful time with our Russian allies. Hello. Who are you?
Me? Rusky.
Is that so? Me?
English, eh? Vodka. Oh,
vodka!
You like girls?
I love girls.
You like risky girls?
I like any girls.
You dance.
Teeth, what am I saying? I like vodka.
Vodka.
This, my friends, is an example of international amity. That's Russian for friendship. Three subjects to unite the world. Vodka, girls, and vodka. My only regret is that Squadron Leader Tate is not here to enjoy it.
It's unbelievable, chaps. Absolutely unbelievable. The whole Ruddy squadron is scattered on every airfield for 100 miles around. Three of them are right out on the steps. And yet the Russians have traced them all in 3 hours.
That's quicker than we get our own homing reports sometimes.
Any losses?
Six. They crash-landed in the marshes. No hope at all of getting them out. But the crews are safe.
What about the boys who are stranded on the steps?
That's another top mark to the Russians. They parachuted medical teams and guides as soon as the boys were located. That's a wonderful job.
I wish they could do the same job on our housing.
Say, Skipper, have you smelt the drains?
And have you seen the little boys, Rook?
Yes, I know, boys, I know. I've got bugs in my bed, too. Still, they're doing their best to show us a good time.
When do you think we'll get out of this, Skipper?
As soon as we reassemble the squadron and repair the damage. And as soon as the rain stops.
If it doesn't stop soon, the whole Ruddy airfield will be flooded. Much as I love our allies, I couldn't take too much of bedbugs, vodka, and... Phew! The sort of thing that passes for sanitation in Russia.
Well, keep your fingers crossed then, boys, and pray the Lord the weather breaks soon. Righto, chaps. I want strict radio silence from the time we take off. And remember what I told you about the smoke screen. Unless we can surprise these boys, we'll probably miss out altogether. Besides, there's a whole lot of flak clustered around the turpets, and before we're through, we'll probably collect a lot of it. So, surprise is the crux of the job.
After you go in, leader, we'll be the ones to collect the surprise package.
Okay, chaps. Okay, that's all for now. Good luck and safe home.
Yeah, bed bugs or no bed bugs. Bad drains or no bad drains. I'll be the happiest man in the world when we hit Yagodnik again.
Dead on track. Thank you. Mountains ahead, boys. Once we're over those, the fun begins. Well, jolly good luck, Skipper. There's the fjord now, Skipper. smoke. Try to get the masthead in your sights for me, ma'am. That's the best you'll get with all that smoke.
Back eye, skipper. Flag coming up. Heavy too.
Yes, I see it. Do the best you can with the batteries, gunners. I'm going in now. Waiting on you, Bomema.
This is by guess and by God, skipper. Even the masthead's gone now.
Do the best you can.
Steady. Lift a bit. Lift. Steady. Steady. Bomb gone.
This is Leader calling all aircraft. This is Leader calling all aircraft. First three aircraft will bomb as ordered. Aim at the gun flashes in the center of the smoke. Other aircraft await orders. Over. It's a long shot, chaps, but we might be lucky.
Lucky or not, we'll never know, skipper. Not with all that smoke around.
Oh, it's Bomber. Can't see what happened. Watch is coming in now. This flak is getting damned uncomfortable. Say, skipper, what do you think? Wasting an awful lot of these tall boys.
Yes, I was thinking just the same thing myself.
We'll let Kell and Nylands come in and then I think we'll go home.
Okay, sir. Back to Russia, you mean? I'll tell you something else, skipper.
What's that?
They'll give us a real Siberian welcome when they hear how we didn't sink the Tirpitz.
Well, I'm very sorry, sir, but I'm afraid the smoke beat us.
Yes, I rather thought it might. Can you think of any better approach?
You mean one that would give less warning, sir?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
No, sir, not a hope. We got within 5 minutes of the target before they started making smoke. I doubt if you'd reduce that margin whatever way you came in.
Well, we'll think about it some more, Ted. We'll certainly think about it some more. By the way, what sort of casualties did you have?
We lost Levy on the home run over Norway. Probably went off track with a flabby compass and hit the mountains.
That's bad luck. Tell me, Ted.
Sir?
How much more sight would you have needed to guarantee a hit?
Well, I'd say so, roughly. If we'd had another 60 seconds, we'd have done it.
Another 60 seconds? Yes, we'll think about that, too. I was glancing through your report here, and I noticed a reference to a report by Wood that Daniel's bomb actually hit the Tirpitz. Now, you mentioned that you discounted that. Why?
Well, sir, for one thing, I don't believe that Wood could possibly have seen it. The whole target was completely obscured by smoke.
All the time?
All the time from the first run in, sir. We were just aiming at gun flashes. That's how bad it was.
You mean you don't think it even possible for Daniels to have scored a hit?
Yes, sir, that's quite possible, but I'm damn sure Woods couldn't have seen it. You're getting at something, sir. What is it?
This, Ted. Read it.
Thank you, sir. For AOC Group from Air Intelligence. Reconnaissance aircraft over Alton Fjord report that the Tirpitz is no longer at her anchorage. A survey of the whole fjord shows that she has left the area. Her present whereabouts are unknown.
But we couldn't have sunk her, sir. If you had, she'd be quite visible. No, Tate, she sneaked out. Right under the noses of the Navy, too. They're very hostile about it.
We are hostile too, sir. Most of all, because it gave the Russians a chance to laugh at us.
I suppose they made the most of it.
Oh, yes, sir, they didn't miss a line. When it said in the book, cold disdain, they gave us cold disdain. Then went through the rest of the list. Veiled sneers, ribald laughter, and plain insult. The boys were so browned off, they wanted to go straight back to Alton Fjord for another crack. It's something, sir, I'd like to wipe off the slate.
All right, Tate, it's a bargain. If we can find the Tirpitz again, I'll give you another crack at her. Cochrane here.
Oh, this is Bradstreet here, Combined Intelligence. There's something coming through in about an hour or so that might interest you.
You mean might or would? I'm damn tired.
I mean would.
What's it about?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'd better not tell you over the phone. We're not on the scrambler.
Well, where's it from, then?
Well, I can say this. It's north. It has something to do with a lost rowboat.
In that case, I'll be right over. Is this quite authentic?
Oh, you needn't worry. It's quite authentic. Best man we've got in the north. He's never slipped up yet. Well, goodbye.
I hope he doesn't slip this time. I want the Tirpitz.